Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees.
This is KFA-EDQ and I'm monitoring.
I felt a disturbance in the forest. I see there's a quacker loose on the highway.
Getting out of the washed off the car right now, but I'll be on my way shortly.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 10 hours. Partly sunny. 50 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly sunny, 53 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 57 degrees.
WDAKLO on the mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 63 degrees.
WDAKLO on the mobile.
It's too cold to be out on a lake.
And you would think.
Well, I remember from my boating days, if it was 80 degrees out on land, it was about 70 out on the water. So it's usually about 8 to 10 degrees colder on the water.
On our lake near our house in our city. Just going through my repeater, which is sitting at my in my basement. Trying to try to get it back up to the site tomorrow or the Tuesday.
Yeah, there's some talk about people not being able to get in anymore. I think you changed your PL tone too or something, but yeah, okay. That's right, where you're at out there, you got a lot of small lakes. I was thinking of Lake St. Clair. It's probably the reason why my back is so messed up on that rough lake.
Yeah, well, our lake's in kind of two sections, and it's one side's open to the wind, and it's very cold. The other side's a little sheltered, so it's actually pleasant. very slow. It's too cold to go fast.
Yeah, I had a Sea-Doo Speedster twin-engine jet boat, and you can go like up to 5 miles an hour, or you had to get up on plane, which is about 25. So there wasn't. If I wanted to do 10 or 15 miles an hour, my bow was sticking straight up out of the water. It was like floundering. So yeah, with that boat, it was 5 or 6 miles an hour. No wake, but then to go any faster than that, I had to get up on plane. So, yep, that was a fun boat. This is WAEAP.
All right, well, we actually have some friends who are also on this lake, and we're going to go pick them up. They're going to sit and freeze with us. So I got to maneuver. I'm getting close to their place. I got to concentrate on maneuvering, getting there. So, talk to you later. Just wanted to make sure their computer's working decently before I haul it up to the site. So, just testing it out. Catch you later, ABAPR. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Have a great day. WAEAP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
Hello, this is W8VIJ calling on the K8FBI repeater. W8VIJ calling on Echolink. And taking any call.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 67 degrees.
102.
KBADSW was KJBD. Just got a text from KEADON. He is reconfiguring and asked us to sort of stand by and wait. I'll copy KJBD.
Sounds good. I got analog over here too, so anybody can hear it. Just have to move it over to here. Hopefully everybody gets the information. Give me the best of here.
KBASWR, KJBD, you want me to pop out a call on 80 and let people know?
Yeah, you can. I'm not sure anybody's going to hear you. I might have the remote on. It was just nothing but noise because of the force door. You can try it. KBASWR.
KBASWR, KJBD, will do, will do. We'll see what happens. This is KJBD listening out.
KBASWR, KEADLN.
KBASWR.
Okay, that's working now. Well, we're 10 minutes past. I'm going to send a quick note out to the list, standby, and then we'll start tonight.
Okay, I got the VHF and the UHF over here, so it's all connected over here. KBASWR.
Okay, this is KEADLN Net Control Station, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. I'm going to skip most of this preamble. We know who we are and where we are. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, MTS, and Skywarn. All amateur radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. I will break for the repeater. This is KEADLN. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator from the, I guess I call it a pre-net group, at least the calls that I have captured so far. I have the following stations listed, K8, JBD, KB8, SWR. Those stations need not...
Doesn't appear as though Brandmeister is going to be our friend either, Max, just FYI. So I don't know if you want GBD to take it because he's into Novi or what, but might be a good idea. Keep it up, Steve here.
It's getting late. Let's go with what we got. Five on the roster. I picked up NAOBU also. All right, quick comments. We've got the state has another RUC drill this week. This is the drill, second drill before the evaluated exercise later in June for D.C. Cook. Other than that, I don't think there's too much on the plan. I do have a planning meeting for the Children's Hospital Network tomorrow afternoon, and that's about it. Let's see here. I've got... yeah, that's it. All right, let's go to K8JBD to be followed by KB8SWR. K8JBD, you're up for comments.
This is K8JBD. Looks like we finally all got connected up as best we can. I put out a call on 80, picked up WBATKL. Hopefully he'll be able to connect into Brandmeister, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, I did hear him on 80 also with the rest. There's not too much going on here, just kind of cleaning up the shack a little bit, getting things squared away, and thinking about some things you might want to do later on in terms of some races and artsy meetings. Other than that, hopefully everybody had a great time at Hamvention, had a nice Memorial Day weekend. There were a lot of holidays on Sunday, so I didn't make a lot of these nets. But anyway, Max, you are coming in now loud and clear. Everything's doing well. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you for your comments and for confirming signal report. Yeah, I didn't get to Dayton this year. I have not been to Dayton yet. That's one of those bucket list items, and hopefully in one of these years I'll find my way down there. Next, let's go to KD8SWR to be followed by NA8EE. Mr. Jeff, KD8SWR, how are things your way?
Good, Max. Just FYI, I do have VHF and UHF linked to statewide one here, so if anybody's hearing it, they can check in. You can also check in tonight at Echo Link because the repeater's dropped, so might want to leave a little space in there if somebody wants to try to get on. I didn't look to see if anybody was on Echo Link, but it is possible to get on Echo Link tonight because the repeater drops. We're not on HF, so just out enjoying the sunshine, did some work around the house. Jumping up there to get some more radio work done, but all in time, Max. I'm glad that we were able to do this, and it's a good practice being able to connect everything together and allowing people to get in. So you might want to leave a little bit more of time when you do a check-in, just FYI. Back to you, Max. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, thank you for confirming that. When I get around to check-ins, which will be in a couple moments after NAOBU, I'll give a little pause in there, a little bit more pause, just in case there was some Echo Link users or were Echo Link users want to try to get their way in. Next, let's go to NAHEE to be followed by NAOBU. NAHEE, you're up for comments. How are you doing, Jeff?
Well, this is NADHE. We'll say good evening, Max, everyone on the net. Everybody is sounding extremely good. We are coming in by a Brandmeister Master 3104. You're all sounding good here. Other than that, not a whole lot. Just kind of getting stuff around, getting ready to head for another work day tomorrow. So wish everyone a fine week. Stay safe. NADHE.
Okay, well, yeah, this is sounding good overall. I was on 3103, Brandmeister, and was hearing but not getting out for some reason, so Jeff pointed out that everyone else is using 3104, so I think if we hop on the same server, at least we're getting in a little closer there. But at any rate, I can't quite trust my connection to the Midland repeater. It's just my HT and where I'm sitting in the house right now, just too much stuff in the way, I think, before it reliably connect there, and that's not a fault of the repeater, that's a fault of the equipment here. So, I'll have my antennas back operating for my mobile unit shortly, hopefully. Well, at any rate, let's go to N8OBU, enough about my miseries. Let's go to N8OBU, that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Mike, how are you doing?
I sure what happened to Mike there. I don't see him, Max. But, yeah, if you're trying to get in on Brad Mike, your server has to be 3104 or we won't hear you. You'll hear the net, but we won't hear you. So server has to be 3104 if you're trying to get in on Brad Mike. Keep it SWR back to Dan. Max.
Dan. I have no other good reason for being on 3103. Who else wants to join the Michigan Amateur? Call now, and by the way, you can call in, check in today from Echolink. Please call now. I think that's a long enough pause for Echolink. We'll go ahead and we'll wrap it up here for today. We got five check-ins, and I guess we're two or three are gathered. There's a net, so that's good enough for me. I'm going to call it five check-ins and 12 minutes of operation because we did start late, and we'll close the session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, and we'll return this talk group back to normal amateur use. This is KEA DLM closing station.
Sounds good. I'll drop the network. Can you leave SWR?
Roger that, Jeff. Hey, thanks for making the jumps around there to get things hooked together for this afternoon. Appreciate that. 73T at KE81.
This is KSA-EDQ, and I'm monitoring the frequency.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees.
Hello, KFBI. Old friends are on this frequency, I believe. Let's see, W8FU, are you listening? This is Whiskey India 8 X-ray, a.k.a. N8FZT.
I am. Is that Chris?
Yes, it is, Sean. How you been?
Well, good day, sir. Long time, no talk. How you been?
Pretty good, pretty good. You know, I put in for that call that you've got, but In fact, somebody gave me $50 to get that call. That person was he still is a pervert, and the reason he wanted that call is so that he could call me Whiskey 8 Fornicating Unicorns. And I went, oh yeah, no, I'm not going for that call, just for that reason. He goes, oh come on, he goes, you could also be mistaken for someone who's wearing frilly underwear. I went, oh stop. And I put in for the 2x1 that I got, Whiskey India 8 X-ray, because I made the mistake of telling somebody on D-Star the call that I was going to go for was November 8 India Foxtrot, because I thought it would be a good call on CW. Unbeknownst, and this is it's the standard rule, you don't tell people what you're going for on the radio because someone else is going to get it before you. And that's just what happened. Some guy south of Tampa, 7 miles south of Tampa, got the call, N8IF. And I couldn't be mad at anybody but myself.
Well, of course, the rules nowadays, any call that becomes available, no matter what, has to be in the public for, I forget how long it is, a month? I think 30 days. So, you know, if somebody is looking for a call, anything that you may want, you know, you're going to have to contend with, you know, in that 30-day window. Which I was upset about because I had been watching my call, the call I currently hold, I had been watching it since the 90s. And I knew that it had become available. And it was long from being available. You know, you got the 2 years you got to wait. So I went ahead and I got the death certificate and I forwarded it to the FCC and got it released. And I still had to wait, and everybody had to have a shot at it. Used to be, if you were the one that notified the FCC of a call being available, it didn't naturally run its course. You could beat everybody to the punch because the day it showed up at the FCC's website was usually a day ahead of all the websites reporting it. They don't get it until the midnight upload. And then so most people wouldn't know that it was available until the next day, unless you specifically knew a specific call were coming available, and you just check, and then the day it comes available, you put in for it. You're the only one that put in for it. Well, that got shut down when they did the 1 month thing, so I had to contend for it. But lo and behold, I got it, and like I said, I had been actively pursuing it since the 90s, and so it happened. Other than that, nothing else really regarding that. You got to kind of, that's the way it's got to be. And I know what I was going to say. You know, one thing I really feel strongly about, hold on. I feel very strongly that there should be a weighting system. They should weigh the applicants. And a person, an 8-lander applying for an 8 call should get either a point or not lose a point or something like that. Everybody starts with 10 points, and you lose a point, you know, if you're not in the call district. You lose a point if you've put in for a call within the last, you know, X amount of time, 1 year, 2 years. You lose a point, a couple, there should be some waiting, but a person that's going for the first and only time they've ever put in for one, and within their own district, should have a little waiting over a 4-lander trying to get an 8-land call, and it's the fourth call he's, you know, applied for and gotten in the last, you know, 2 years.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I like that idea. Actually, my first choice was N8IF. My second choice was WI8X. And the third choice, my God, am I glad I didn't get that call, was November Tango 8 Foxtrot. Would have been the same call, minus the Z. Boy, was I glad I didn't get that one. But I ended up getting WI8X. WI8X was Dick Wolf. He lived in, I think, South Lyon or something like that. He was one of my best repeat customers when I worked at Michigan Radio. He'd come in twice a week just to see what was going on, check prices, and then he'd drop in on Saturday with a dozen donuts for us guys, and he'd buy something. And even if he didn't buy anything, the donuts were always welcome. And not a cop in sight. But it was a lot of fun. And Dick passed away, and I saw the call sign on the availability list. And I went, holy smoke, did Dick pass away? And then I checked around a little bit. Yeah, he did. He passed away, 3 years before I even saw the call that was available. So, and then here I go into the Livonia Club meeting because I'm a member there, and the LARC, and out of that, three members of the club come up to me. They said, wow, you got Dick Wolf's old call. I went, you knew him? They went, yeah. He says, you can only do him proud. I went, thank you. I was really impressed. So I made three new friends right off the bat. And one of them being a repeater owner, KPLW. You know Dan Saputo, I'm sure.
Yeah, for a while. I remember you got that call. I remember it's been a little bit. You've had it, so I do remember. But everybody remembers your old call, But it's like mine. Everybody remember mine now. I even get people saying, what was your old call? So it doesn't take long. My call belongs to somebody else now. They live out by Grand Rapids. In that area, and one thing, I don't know how prolific the previous owner of WI8X was, but that's a thing too. W8FU was almost invisible. There's almost no modern digital fingerprint for him anywhere. I've searched the internet high and low, and I found one reference to him. I mean, I couldn't, even finding his obituary was a real bear because I needed that when I applied to get the call released. And, I knew him, I knew the guy, and, but he had no digital footprint whatsoever. And there's like one mention of him at like some, I don't know if it was the Finley Amateur Radio Club was doing a thing down at Voice of America out of Dayton, and he wrote a couple of paragraphs about the station at VOA, I think it was, VOA, that was it, and literally the only reference I could find to him at all. It was really, really sparse, so that's good, because, I pretty much, even though it's been held by, 8, 10 people over the years since 1912, and, it's literally no digital footprint of it. So that's kind of important. I know my call, WX8L, my old call, that poor guy, oh my God, there's nowhere he's going to go where I didn't pollute it and probably grab the WX8L at or the WX8L login for almost everything he's going to do related to ham radio. I feel for the guy.
Exactly. I actually thought about taking my Elmer's call. My Elmer moved out of the state, and he's got a 2x2 call still. He's WD4RT, lives in Tennessee, I think. But his previous call was KB8YM, Yuckety Muck, Yellow Mustard, whatever. Too many people knew him by that call, and I thought, I'd constantly be reacquainting myself with them, and I thought, nah, not going to do that. But it's kind of weird. One day I called, I put out my call, and someone said, who is that bootlegging Dick Wolf's call. I went, what? Yes, okay. And the guy, he says, I'm gonna tell Dick. I said, well, he's been gone for 3 years, guy. I'm sorry if I'm the first one telling you about it. But, yeah, it's kind of weird. I was going to go after his call. I was going to go after another call sign, and I thought, yeah, the same thing's going to happen. I'm going to have to reacquaint myself with everybody who used to be friends with that person, and I thought, nah, I got to go for a call that nobody's heard before. And I really wanted N8IF, you know. Then I tried for WAIF. That was available, but I missed it. Missed that one, too. That one, just think I could slur the 8 and say, what if? But, yeah, that was fun. One of my friends, when I worked for the National Disaster Medical System in the Federal Emergency Management Agency, my partner at Ground Zero was WB at RNY. Well, Jerry was an advanced for 50 years, and I guess he just couldn't stand the fact that I passed him by and got my extra. And I said, Jerry, you don't have to change your call. Everybody's known you as a WBA. He goes, yeah, but he goes, the call that I always wanted just became available. He says it's been on the thing for a few days, so he says I gotta go for it. And all it was a guy that lived in Clinton Township whose call was W8RNY. So all he did was drop the B. He got his extra and dropped the B. I thought, well, you don't have to go and get your extra just to get the 1x3 call. You could have got it with your, you know, with your advanced status, but oh well. He just wants to feel competitive. Okay, fine. Actually, Sean, I passed the extra class exams. You, WIX. He says, all you have to do now is pass 2 written exams, and you'll be done testing. He goes, I give you an advanced class license test, but he says, I had 9 guys come in for the test, and that's all the test I have. So I got one extra class test. The guy that was supposed to take it didn't show, so you want to take it? He says, what? I said, the extra class written? I have no idea what's on the test. I haven't not prepared. He goes, long answer, Chris. I'm looking for a yes or a no. He goes, who knows? You might get lucky. I did get lucky. I got 4 wrong. I passed. So I passed the extra written and the extra code. All I needed was to do is pass the advanced class written test within a year, and I would have been an extra way back when you were.
Oh, you got it ahead of me if you got it in 80, what'd you say, 86? You got it by a couple of years. I think it was 89, I forget for sure, but I know it wasn't 90 yet, but I got my extra just at the close. So if you got it 86-ish, you got me beat there. But yeah, it's kind of a odd way around, but, you know, all roads will get you there, right? W8FU.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I remember back in the day when in the Yurceka Club, a lot of you guys were going after the WX, the Whiskey X-Ray 8 call signs. I mean, there's only 26 of them, right? I'm trying to remember some of the guys. I can see their faces, can't remember their names or their calls, but you were amongst that hallowed group. And I don't know if that many of them are still around. I don't know if you were on packet radio back in the day. The big packet BBS in Wayne County was WA8008. Belonged to a guy named Ron Paterka. Ron moved up to the Upper Peninsula And he got his extra, and he became WADR. And sadly, Ronnie passed away in July of last year. But and a cousin of mine in the Hazel Park Club, W8DR, John Lewandowski, who tested me for my general, and it's kind of weird. I'm listening to a guy who's taking the extra class code test, and I'm writing it down verbatim on my scratch paper. And I says, "Hey, is it too late for me to take the code test?" He goes, "Yeah, we already scratched you off the list." I went, "Huh?" I said, "Haven't you heard of Whiteout?" I says, "Here, look." And he says, "Yeah, you would have passed." What it was a guy who was sitting next to me had his headphones cranked up so loud that I was hearing it. He probably didn't have one headphone on his ear, and I was hearing it, you know, and I was writing it down. I thought, I couldn't believe I was doing it. I thought, it must be a, because I had not realized that my code speed was up that high yet. But it was so weird. He goes, "No, I can't give you the credit for it, although you would have passed." I went, "Oh, sugar."
Yeah, I remember John. We used to speak quite frequently, but he's left us some years ago now. But I don't think it was necessarily WX we were all in a rush for. It was a whole bunch of us, but we were just trying to get in at the end of the 2x1s because they were going to be gone. It was going to be AA8, you know, AA. And so you know, you had RPAG, got WYM, and I got WX and WY. Who else got some WSAD and that? And those guys were a little earlier. It was just some of us right at the tail end there. We're trying to just get anything before they ran out. I would have never got my extra. I was quite content. But I got a really stinky amateur advanced call. And I didn't know that you could simply just submit and get a new one. And you couldn't pick what you wanted at that time. But you could just say, "Oh, I don't like this." You could put in for another, you know, call sign, and you'd get the next one. And I hated my advanced call. And so I said to myself, "Okay, that's it. I got to upgrade, you know, because that's the only way I'm going to get rid of this stinky thing." There were no vanity calls at the time. I'm glad I didn't know you could just put in for another one, because I might have been content to just stay there. But instead, I forced myself, and unlike you, by the skin of my teeth, I was able to get to 20 and pass, you know, 7 out of 10 questions, chicken scratch, the whole nine yards. You know, if I didn't have the luxury of 7 out of 10 questions and, you know, being able to, you know, have a chicken scratch on paper, I would have probably, you know, I'd probably never been able to. If I'd do a solid minute copy, forget it. Never would have happened. But you know, I pushed myself, and, you know, I was able to do it, and I'm glad I did. And, you know, and that was all just to get in at the tail end of the 2x1s. And then I know they ran out, and then Don and Don and Mike Mastrovito, they both got an apartment in Maryland or somewhere out that way, and both got WX3, L and M. That was kind of cool. So I was WX8L, and Mike was WX3L, and Don got, because they went together, WX3M. He's long since, you know, moved on to KBB. And Mike's still WX3M, so he's the last of WX's, the old name ones. But as soon as they started vanities and people started getting WX, you know, you just wipe your butt and get a WX call. It lost its charm for me. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody would monkey up my call and say, "Oh, W8XL," I just got so sick of correcting people. Anyway, and it doesn't matter. They don't got to know your call right, but... Yeah, but it was annoying, and, you know, it just lost its charm for me, and the only thing it had is that everybody knew me as that. I said, "Ah, who cares?" But I joked when the...
Oh, so you went for the call just because it was a good CW call, right?
That's exactly it.
Actually, I enjoyed, you know, it's kind of funny, I got one of those Zaju, or X-I-E-G-U, I got a G90. I was playing on CW, I thought I had the carrier turned off, and I'm sitting there, I'm just sending my calls, learning to send WI-8X. It's not that easy, because it's all dashes, except for the I and the 8, but N8FZT had a lot of dots in it. And my hand, as soon as I got on the paddles, N8FZT floated out of the fingers before I could even think of WI-8X. And I got a call from a guy in another state, and I went, what? I hear somebody calling for me on what? I'm looking around, and I'm, oh, my God, I've been on the air all this time sending? Oh, no. And I went back to him. I said, dude, I just did literally D-U-D-E. I haven't worked CW in 15 years. Bear with me. And the guy says, you got to be kidding, the way you're sending you. I went, yeah. I thought I was practicing. I thought I had the carrier turned off. But anyway, it was funny. Although I did make a voice contact with a guy in near Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get this, Sean. I thought it was hilarious. The guy is operating a G90 like I am. The neat thing about the G90 is it's got one hell of an antenna tuner in it. That little tiny radio you never would think, but it can't. I don't think it's got a large enough puff capacitor, and I think they're using coils and toroids. Like a solid state type of antenna tuner. Because I had a piece of coax with probably 18 inches long, and I had bared the ends on it. The shield side I alligator clipped to my ground wire, and the other one I clipped to my 15 speed bicycle that was sitting in my room. And I'll be damned, I made a contact in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or somewhere near Cheyenne, Wyoming. it was hilarious. The guy said, give me a 5'9 plus 20. I went, what? And I said, thank you for the flowers, but, break WIX, thank you for the flowers. But, you never believe what I'm using for antenna.
Oh yeah, those will get it done. I've got a Meritron. What is it? The ATR 3000 or 3K, 5K? The big Meritron, and that's a very good tuner. I think it gives the Nye is beefy, but there's hardly nothing the Ameritron won't handle. ATR 30, that's it. And I got one of those. There's one right now for sale on Facebook Marketplace. I think guy's asking $250. That's a smoking hot deal on a last tuner you'll ever have to buy. But if you're looking for automatic, it's not that. If you're looking for something that can handle all the snot you'll ever be able to give it, you know, that's your Huckleberry. So, but I got one. Paid more than that for it. Great tuner. They really are. You just got to open them up and just take care of all the MFJ, quote-unquotes. Take care of the MFJ, lose this or lose that, and then you got yourself a built-forever lifetime tuner. So, but yeah, you're right. The Nye Vikings are quite nice as well. I always kind of wanted one of those, but the ATR-30 does a lot better on 160. So, that's why I wanted it. That'll be my legal limit, and then some 160 tuner when I play there. Right now it's just sitting on a shelf. All right, Chris, it's been a pleasure. I got to get to some stuff here though. Sunday night, I got some things I got to take care of. Work tomorrow. It's good hearing you, and to you next time. But after yours, I think I'm going to pull the plug here. W8FU.
Okay, Sean. Hey, if you know anybody that's got a wants, needs, an XTS 5000, I've got one. It's Desert Storm, nice radio. It's Coyote Brown, and it's FPP. You don't see that many of them with front panel programmability. I haven't had it on CPS because I don't have CPS. So I never could figure out how to use the scan feature on it because it was FPP. So I don't know if the scan feature works on it while it's in FPP. But if you know anyone that wants one, I've got one. And I'll sell two. I'll give them two for. I paid four and a quarter for it, and if I get four and a quarter for it, I'll give the person two chargers, a desktop charger and a DC charger, because I would have no use for a DC charger after I get rid of it. But you know, the DC charger alone is $50. The desk chargers, cripes, they're dime a dozen. But I'm planning on getting rid of all my Jedi series. I got a UHF JT-1000, a VHF JT-1000, and I think I have two or three MTX 9000s. I'm going to hang on to those. I like 900. It's a good band. I even got a 900 repeater sitting over here. 30 water, homebrew. It's got a flat pack duplexer in it, and it's I've stuck it in an old IBM XT case. Had to take the power supply out just to make the two radios fit, but the fan works, and that's all that's necessary, right? It's got a little ID or card on it that sends out N8FZT/R at 9 minutes 59 seconds, it sends the call only while the repeater's in use. It's not like all the other repeaters with the controllers, where the controllers does more talking than the people do. But hey, it's been great talking to you. Always a pleasure too, buddy. Have a good one. WIDX.
Yeah, just one thing before I drop out of here. Send me an email with the details, maybe a picture of what you got and the details. I didn't catch whether it was VHF or UHF, and I don't want to get into it here now. Just if you could email me the details and what you're looking for, and I'll shop it around for you. Anyhow, good talking. Catch you later. WFU.
Roger that. We'll do. W8X.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 67 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 63 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.